Welcome to the Be Magnetic podcast. I'm your host, Tara, mindset coach and manifestation expert. I'm obsessed with helping you step into your limitless potential to create the life and business of your dreams. This podcast is designed to feed your mind every week with stories, ideas, perspectives, tools, and wisdom that will completely shift how you think about yourself, your life, and what is possible for you. I know we're about to have so much fun together, so turn the volume up and the windows down. You're in for a treat. Hi, my friends, and welcome to another podcast episode. This podcast episode is titled Remember You Chose This Life. And I'm going to be completely honest with you. I don't have any bullet points written out for this episode like I usually do. I just had this idea for this topic that I wanted to talk about based on my own experience and something that has come up a lot for myself and my tarot readings recently, and also a theme that I've noticed in clients at the moment. So I just felt called to share it and share kind of my thoughts around it. Again, it's not really fleshed out yet, but I hope that it gives you this bit of an input. And again, this will be also a bit of a shorter episode, I guess. But yeah, let's dive into this. So what is causing my desire to talk about the fact that we chose the life that we're living is this constant need of more. I've noticed within myself over the last few years specifically, this increasing desire of more, 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 and better, better, better. And especially when it comes to social media, I've noticed I've grown so much resistance towards opening these apps. And I've wished many times I could just like delete it and like never ever go on social media again. And the reason I have this feeling is not because I don't like social media. And that's also the reason why I know this isn't a true desire of mine, because my true desire is really to share my experience. And social media is such a great tool to do that. But what has caused me to develop such a dislike towards social media is this constantly being bombarded with you're not good enough, you're not good enough, you're not good enough, you're not good enough feeling. Every time you see, and yes, let's rewind back. Every time you see someone succeeding, every time you see another post, another thread about someone who's reached X amount of followers or made X amount of income, it's like hitting yourself in the face and saying, you're not good enough. You're not successful enough. You need to do more. And yes, I'm all about celebrating other people's successes. And there's been plenty of people that I come across that are signs for me. I just recently came across three people specifically, that have achieved massive success that for me was proof that what I'm here to create is possible and in fact on the way for me. So I'm all about shifting your jealousy and like that into empowerment by just looking at every person that is achieving great success and really celebrating them, really rooting for them, and understanding that their success, the fact that it's showing up on your feed, is a sign that it's on its way to you too. So I'm all about that, right? But also I'm all about not feeling bad every time I go on social media especially when you're in the process of building that mindset of seeing those signs and seeing that proof. Seeing too much of it can be discouraging. So it's important to kind of protect yourself as well, right? And here's where this shift comes in for me, where sometimes it can be easy to then fall into this thought pattern of thinking that, yeah, why am I not there yet? And kind of feeling jealous and negative and bad about where you are in life. And for me, a part of like making that switch to seeing it as a sign that this is progress, essentially, that it's possible for you too, and that it's on its way to you, it's really helpful to understand that you chose your life. You didn't choose their life and their experience. You chose your life and your experience. So everything that you're going through, even if it is so fucking hard, you signed up for it and you knew exactly what you're getting yourself into the moment your soul chose to incarnate in that body, in that family, right? And I know this may be not really exciting to think when you're actually like really suffering, but there's always a higher purpose. Your soul chose this life for a reason. And I like to believe that it chose it for the reason of ultimate growth. And when your soul chose this life, your soul knew that with those experiences that you're currently experiencing, you have the potential to grow into the best version of you. And so it's important to put your blinders on. And whenever someone doesn't make you feel good, shut them out. Mute them, unfollow them, that's okay. All you need to know is that you chose this life. What is possible for them is possible for you too. Seeing them succeed is a sign that progress is happening, that it is on its way to you as well. The universe is sending you these signs not to make you suffer, not to make you feel bad, but to show you that it's on its way to you. But if you can't make that switch, which I totally get, you want to just remove yourself from those sources and understand that you're on your own path, and that you're growing through whatever you need to grow through in order to become the best version of you, and that everything in the end will work out for you. You will end up where you're supposed to be. You will end up with all your desires manifested, right? So this is just everything I have for today, really. A very short episode, nonetheless something that I find really important to talk about. I hope this cheered you up a little bit, and I cannot wait to bring a more deeper episode again to you next week. And we also have the bonus episode coming up soon, so look forward to that. I talk to you next week. Sending you so much love, and also don't forget to subscribe to the podcast if you're new here, and screenshot this episode and share it with everyone and anyone who maybe needs that reminder. So much gratitude from my heart to yours. Sending you so much love, and I talk to you soon. Bye.